This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Having garnered only 23% of the vote in the primary election, David Vitter has the biggest numerical hill to climb to win the November 21st runoff. But altogether, Republican candidates took home 57% of the vote.
He's got to pull all that together, and he's got to get them united.
Pollster Bernie Pinsenat says this time, that's easier said than done.
Because of the attack ads, his challenge is greater.
Vitter's Super PAC, the Fund for Louisiana's Future, ran pre-primary ads savaging fellow Republicans Scott Angell and Jay Darden.
Darden and Angell, a pair of used car salesmen trying to sell Louisiana a clunker.
Vitter is not known for being conciliatory. In fact, he's continuing to attack the legislature, which is predominantly Republican.
It's too many of the Baton Rouge politicians who failed us. Failed to employ our solid conservative Louisiana principles.
So healing the GOP rift created during the primary is an even bigger hurdle.
That's Vitter's challenge, to put all this back together after he's broken it all up. He had to do that to get to the runoff.
Pinsenat says at the same time, the Vitter campaign will be trying to tar John Bel Edwards by linking him to President Obama and trying to deflect any questions involving prostitutes, private investigators, or even fender benders.
Vitter and his problems versus the attachment of Barack Obama to John Bel Edwards. It's been easy sailing for the Republicans in the last 4 or 5 elections. The question is, can they continue that and all the other issues don't matter?
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.